A few months after he was diagnosed with a serious condition where the brain becomes inflamed. Rail workers have voted to accept a deal ending a long-running dispute over pay and conditions. The 18-month row saw regular strikes causing chaos for commuters. Members of the RMT union have backed an offer for a backdated pay rise and job security guarantees. Matt Hancock's told the COVID inquiry his single greatest regret was not pushing for asymptomatic testing earlier. At the time, experts said you were unlikely to pass on COVID if you didn't have symptoms. The former health secretary says the UK's reaction to the pandemic was too slow at first.
At the start of the pandemic, the department, including me, was trying to wake up Whitehall to this threat. And early on, the department ended up doing things which really aren't for a health department.
Author Omid Scobie insists he never submitted a book with the names of two members of the royal family allegedly involved in a racism row on it. The Dutch version of Endgame was removed from sale after reports it identifies who made comments about the skin colour of Harry and Meghan's unborn child, Archie. Publishers blame a translation error. Sky's Shaman Freeman Powell says even if Mr. Scobie wanted to shout about it in his ITV This Morning interview earlier, Piers Morgan beat him to it on his show last night.
He then went on to say that if Dutch people wandering into a bookshop can see these names, the British people who actually pay for the royal family are entitled to know. He then went on to name those two people.
And England's footballers are now the third best team on the planet, according to FIFA's latest men's rankings. Wales are up five places to 28th, but Scotland have dropped three to 34th. And that's the latest. I'm Amante Falkenstein.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather. 5 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. It's very nice here in Brentwood. Starting to cloud over a little bit, but it should remain dry for the rest of the day, going down to about 4 degrees overnight. And as we move into the weekend tomorrow, again, 4 degrees and pretty sunny. And Saturday is going to be a chilly 3 degrees with some sunshine, going down to about -2 overnight.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now it is guests time in the studio, and I'm joined by Ella, Anna and Ben, all who are from the Brentwood School's production of West Side Story. So good morning, or good afternoon rather.
Good afternoon.
Oh, that was even in tune. You've been rehearsing that, haven't you? So it's great to have you all in the studio. I was going to be speaking to Posy and I didn't realise that you were all coming in to chat, so we pushed Posy aside, but she's here, aren't you, Posy?
Hi.
There we go. But I'm going to be speaking to the three of you who are all at the school and studying at the school. So first off, before we talk about the performance, tell us about Brentwood School and what it's like to be at Brentwood School and the sort of things that you do there.
The whole Brentwood School environment is amazing. Something the school really focuses on is big school, small school feeling. So there are many, many students at the school, but it's such a lovely community to be in. So our school motto and values are virtue, learning, manners, and it's something that has been followed by the school for thousands of years, hundreds of years. and it's something that I feel is integral and is integral within the school. And I believe every student follows it. It's such a great environment to be in.
Yeah. And is it very, very creative there? You know, have you got a lot of creative?
Yeah, it's very creative. So, yeah, the performing arts department and, like, art department is very strong.
Yeah. Yeah. And was that something you're all sort of studying, or is it something you're doing as, you know, I don't have any children, so I don't know how it works. I don't know if you go there to maybe study math and you do that on the side. So is it for you what you really want to do?
Yeah, personally, it's what I want to do. Yeah. And you have it as in curriculum and as extracurricular as well. So,
yeah.
And so, you do a lot. So.
Yeah, so I do a lot of all three performing arts, so music, dance and drama. And the school just provides you with so many opportunities to just develop your skills, both in class and outside of class, if you choose to do GCSE or A-level in the subjects. And I just think it's just really helpful. Everything that the school gives you and offers you, there's so much.
And how old are each of you? So, Ella, how old are you?
I'm 17, so I'm in year 13.
And Anna?
I'm 15, I'm in year 11.
And Ben?
I'm 18, I'm in upper sixth.
Excellent. Ben tried to catch me out with his name earlier because he knows I can't pronounce things very well. So, West Side Story, you're all involved in this production, which is absolutely huge, and you've got a live band, which is amazing because I love music myself. So, Ella, you're the assistant producer, and you're also appearing in.
Yes, I play Lieutenant Shrank.
So tell us about how did you all get together? Is it like a committee where you go, this is the production we want to do, and how long have you been sort of working on it for?
Well, we do an annual winter musical. This is actually my first one that I've taken part in, but it was announced at the end of last year by our teachers that this year we would be doing West Side Story, and then over the summer we would watch it, supposedly, and then we had our auditions. We had our auditions when we came to school in September, had our callbacks, and then since about early October we started doing our rehearsals.
I'd say late September
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
roughly that time.
And you're playing Tony.
Yes.
So tell us about the character for people who might not know this show.
So he is this cool, quite mellow person. So he's one of the lead members of the Jets, which is this gang fighting for territory in this period of time in New York, and he falls in love with this girl who's from the Sharks, which is the opposing gang. So it's basically this different take on the classical Romeo and Juliet, and he's trying to calm everything down between the two gangs because he's in love with this girl, but ultimately it won't work. I don't want to put forward any spoilers, but that's basically the crux of what Tony is. He's very powerful in his love and emotion, and he tries to work with that as much as he can.
What's the dance? Because I know the dancing from West Side Story is quite an unusual kind of movement, aren't they? Do you know what the choreographer, the original one, was for that show? Because it kind of changed. It's from the 1950s, isn't it? And it's quite all over the shop with the dancing. So you're all doing the dancing.
So I think, I mean, I'm in the band, so yeah. I mainly play the instrument, but I do a lot of dancing in general. And West Side Story is such a big production for dance. It's so dance-based.
Yeah.
And the dancing in it is just spectacular. I think one of the important things is that the leads actually dance as well. Like, it's not just backing dancers, which I think is something that our actors have really taken on and shown and committed to that.
Yeah.
So we have Riff, who's played by two people, and there are some bits where Riff dances, so the Riffs we have chosen to dance, which I think is really impressive that they've kind of taken that upon themselves to learn the dances and really make it original and true to the West Side Story, what it's about.
Our two Riffs, one of them is a dancer and the other isn't, so I think it's really brave of the other actor who hasn't done dance for a very long time and has picked up, and I think it's very brave and good of him.
And have you danced before?
Me?
Ben? Yeah.
Well, I'd say many years ago. My mum's actually a dancer.
Yeah.
I don't take after her. But luckily Tony doesn't have much dancing.
Yep.
Okay. So I've struck gold there.
Yeah, I just wonder if you're going to hold up like a sign going, well done, or marks out of 10. Now, the wonderful thing about this production, besides there's lots of dancers and music and the story, is you've got a live band. And we're not we're not talking about two people, like somebody on a keyboard and drums. And you're part of that, aren't you, Anna?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it's an amazing experience to be with such talented musicians. And I think the key thing about it is that they're all students.
Yeah.
I don't think you get that often. And I think it just makes such a big difference. I think for the singers, we'd probably agree, it's so nice to sing with a live band because it's so much more musical and, yeah, just the whole environment is really strong, I think.
So what do you play or what do you sing?
In the band, I'm playing violin.
Oh,
yes, wow. So it's very violin heavy. Lots of playing to do for 2 hours. But It's really enjoyable. You get to connect with people in the band. You get to make memories, have fun, and that's really what it's all about.
Yeah. So. And what about yourself, Ella? Are you singing as well in the?
Yes, so I'm singing and some chorus numbers, but my role is very like spoken heavy. I'm not playing a sung role, but there are opportunities where I do get to sing, which is nice in the chorus, like the song Tonight Quintet. That is an amazing song. It's where both gangs and all the parts kind of come together. It's such an amazing song, and it's really phenomenal to listen to, that so many young students, and then I know it's difficult to play for the band as well, that so many young students can pull together a show like this. It's incredible.
Yeah. Is it going to be filmed on? Anyone doing a bit of filming for you? Have you not organised that yet?
I think there's been filming for marketing, but I'm not sure if the actual production's being filmed. I don't think so.
I'm sure somebody will film it. So,
we're looking over the corner.
No, we're not allowed to film.
You're not allowed.
No.
So I don't know these things, so I don't have children. I don't even know the years.
You just have to come get tickets.
Yes.
That's the only way. I didn't realise that. That's the only way. In fact, I was trying. It's taken me. I still don't even think I get year. What is it? 11 years. I'm saying, does that mean they're 11 years old or this? I don't understand. I never can understand. So, if people want to come along to see it, which I suppose you're going to sell out pretty quickly. How many nights are you doing? And tell us all about it.
So it's next week from the 5th to the 9th of December. And if you want to get tickets, there's a link in the bio of our Instagram page. That's at Brentwood_drama. And also if you just search into Safari, Brentwood School, West Side Story, the ticket link will come up. So.
And how much are the tickets?
15 and 10.
Pounds.
Yeah.
And so that's all going to be happening between the 5th and the 9th. Is that at the Wessex Auditorium?
In the Wessex Auditorium.
Yeah. Have you got all the? Is it all the lighting and all the rest of it?
Yeah.
All the set and the lighting.
I've never been into the Brentwood School, so I imagine it's probably you've got all that staging and everything.
Well, now's your chance.
Yeah.
I like that. Is it?
Yeah.
See, I could have had a part in that. I could have just come limping on from the side.
Come on the stage.
It would be like a big hook coming to take me away again. It's really lovely to meet you. You're so sort of enthusiastic about this production. What's going to make you nervous on the night? Anything going to make you nervous? Is it your parents or friends and family coming in? Or
I'd say
you'd be fine.
For me, some of the solos that I have, especially the first one I have, musically, it's so complicated. I'd say that's the biggest worry for me, but also the thing that's most exciting for me as well. So for me, the music, that's it for me. I don't know about Ella and Anna.
I think for me the most nerve-wracking thing is just how emotional it's going to be, because I've been in every show at the school that I could possibly be in, and this is the last, and I think it's going to, especially on the last night, I'm going to be very, very emotional, and I know a lot of the cast will be.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it'll be mostly, like, excited nerves. But, yeah, to add on to what Ella said, there's a lot of people who, this is their last show, so I think it will just be very meaningful and, yeah.
And what are the plans when you leave school? What are you going to university, or are you going to go straight back into acting, or what are you guys doing?
I'm wanting to go to university to study music, actually.
Oh. Brilliant.
So this will be a nice sort of stepping stone.
Yep.
Open up more opportunities for me. Yeah.
What about yourself, girls?
I'm hoping to go to drama school to do acting, as I just love it. Yeah. This is what I want to do.
Yeah. I'm a bit undecided, but I have a couple more years at the school, so I'm definitely sure I want to do something in the performing arts. So,
well, you'll have to get involved with Phoenix FM. We'll have to get Brentwood School in, so maybe you can have your own show or something and do an hour a week. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, that would be nice.
That would be a great idea to get involved, because, you know, whether you had a host here or you just host it yourselves, and you can come and talk about the school and the stuff you're doing.
And
what it's like to be young, because when you get old, you see, I know I look very youthful in this light, but when you get older, you forget what it's like to be young, and also I grew up in a different time. I'm talking, because I love TikTok, by the way. You're probably not allowed to use it. But, you know, it's a different environment for youngsters growing up now, and a lot more pressure. So that would be another thing to bring to the station too. So we'll have to organise that.
Yeah, sounds good.
There we go. I hope my boss is listening out there. So if you want to get tickets, West Side Story, it's going to be fantastic. It's acted by the students at the school, and they've got an orchestra as well, between the 5th and the 9th of December, and it's at the Wessex Auditorium at Brentwood School. You can find all the details online, and the tickets are either £15 or £10. Yes.
Correct.
Thank you.
Does anybody want to give me a little burst of a song before you go?
Ben?
Oh,
don't put you on the spot. Anything?
I think you'd have to buy your tickets to listen.
See, that's very good sales and marketing there. Very good. Thank you for giving yourselves a round of applause. Well done. And best of luck with your wonderful play. That's West Side Story at the Brentwood School between the 5th and the 9th. Tickets are £10 or £15. Right, let's carry on with the show. It's 12:15 and I think I'm going to play out Mel C. This is On the Horizon.
Stronger, stronger, trust me. makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Fantastic. What a lovely bunch of young adults. I don't get to mix with that age group very often. And do you know what? If I had my time over again, I wish I'd have been able to go somewhere like the Brentwood School. I wasn't clever enough to go anywhere after school, really. I went straight to work when I was 17 and then ended up working in London for most of my life and then Dublin. It's so good that you've got schools where you're not just a number. You know, I always felt when I was at school that I wanted to learn, but the classes were so big and nobody really took you under their wing to help you, if you see what I mean. So I think at the Brentwood School, they seem to have that kind of the teaching and giving kids, you know, confidence, and they want to do well, whereas where I was at school, it was a free-for-all. It was awful. And, you know, it's just the way schools were. But there was no opportunity for me. All of my nieces have all got degrees. In fact, one of them was, as I always say, was at Oxford. And she's got a master's. She did brilliantly. They're all really clever. I don't think I couldn't do anything like that. I haven't got that kind of brain. It's a very small brain in a great big head. But it was so nice to talk to them. They really have got the enthusiasm. You know, when you get the burst of youth and that enthusiasm, and you can see they're going to leave school and they're going to do exciting things, and you could feel the youth and the vitality from all three of them, and they love what they do. And you know, I might be looking in the papers in 10 years' time, and I might see Ella or Anna or Ben, and they might be famous by then. You know, famous, and then I can say I knew them when they came into Phoenix FM. There we go. There's lots of famous people that have been to the Brentwood School, if you didn't know. Yeah, that's true. It is true. Just coming up to 12:24, I'm going to be playing out a track by a very talented young lad called Cormac in a while. That will be a first place, a beautiful song, absolutely beautiful. So that's coming up in a while. Before that, let's have a few. Should we do a few ads? I think we should. I'll get told off otherwise.
Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is Peter Gabriel with Sledgehammer. And as you heard in the news, sad news, Shane McGowan has died aged 65 after an eight-year health battle. So we're going to be playing some Pogues after with a track called A Pair of Brown Eyes.
Sky back.
as I just mentioned, Shane McGowan of the Pogues. And we're going to be hearing a lot of Pogues, obviously with Fairy Tale of New York, coming up with Kirsty MacColl as well as it gets up towards Christmas, which is a classic track. He's passed away at the age of 65. So this is Shane McGowan with the Pogues, A Pair of Brown Eyes.
About a thing called love, but it's how I can
dedicated to Shane McGowan there from the Pogues, who sadly passed away today at the age of 65.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. Bandit featuring Jess Glynn with A Rather Be. It's just coming up to 12:39 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Tomorrow, I won't be in tomorrow. You'll have Keith sitting in for me. Then I'll be back with you on Monday with a great week of shows. And then the following week, we've got another week. And then I think I finish on the 22nd. And then I'll be back in the new year. So I always take Christmas off. I like taking Christmas off. Don't do anything, really. I do keep thinking I might go to New York. I won't, though.
I don't know why, it's like a dream. Let's go to New York, let's go. But no, probably not. Now we've got some brand new music coming up, the first play in a little while. But what's coming up for the rest of the day? Well, Siobhan's back. Siobhan Copeland's here with 1-2-3. She's interviewing Hannon Faris, I think. That was Fanos? I think that's Hannon Fanos. We'll be talking about the community app, which is Dropolo. Hopefully I've said that all correctly. Siobhan's probably out there screaming, going, no! Joe Bailey's going to be here bringing you home with local events and loads of great music. Joe's going to be chatting to local yoga teacher Michelle Spencer about mindfulness and well-being. 6pm 98 Not Out with Darren Mutu, the latest national and international cricket news and features. 7pm the non-league hour with John Chubb presenting the hour's news from our local non-league football teams. Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 1960s onwards with Gareth Williams, and Gareth is going to be chatting to James McGregor from the Irish band The Clockworks. And then The Night Shift, a brand new country music show presented by Madeline Christie. Loads more coming up. It is a bumper Thursday here on Phoenix FM. Now, I've got some new music to play. And it's a really kind of, it's just beautiful. I think you're going to really enjoy this. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background. It is a young lad. His name is Cormac Thompson, and it's a track called Free to a New World. You can check him out online as well. His album is out, which is called A Borrowed Gift, is out now, and you can find out about all the W's cormacthompson.com. It's literally came out just about a week ago. He's already got 766,000 streams on Spotify. Everybody's putting up their streams today. Listeners of 289,000, and he's doing pretty well. That's really impressive. So everyone's getting their Spotify details through today of how well they've done, and he's got his album out, as I mentioned, at the moment. So his name is again Cormac Thompson, Cormac, and it's all the W's, cormacthompson.com, and you can find him across social media. So here he is. This is brand new music and a first play. This is beautiful. He's a very young lad. I would say he's probably about 14 years old. He might actually be younger. And this is him with Free to a New World.
This is a vision of the night, for I am blinded without sight. I feel sensations now inside of me, inside of me. See the light, and all at once I see the light. Is this a dream? How can it be?
Higher than birds in the sky.
Wasn't that amazing? What a beautiful voice. That's 14-year-old Cormac Thompson with Free to a New World. Here is Eddie Grant. This is Do You Feel My Love. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel for you at the moment. Now, around Brook Street roundabout, let's have a quick look there. Looking fine. Wilson's Corner a little bit busy. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout down towards Lakeside is a clear run and coming back through the tunnel and up to the M11. No problems there. You've got a little bit of a jam here on slow traffic due to a lower road, both ways at Arnold Farm Lane. That's due to a crash that's just on... let's have a little look. Did I say where it was? Vidvale Road. I've never heard of that one before. Can't pronounce it. Can't pronounce it very well either. Also, you've got temporary traffic signals on the A129 Rayleigh Road at Hutton Place as well. Heading up towards Chelmsford, you've got a clear run, but remember there's 41-hour speed restrictions between Junction 13 and 16 while they do the much-needed repairs to the roads. And also partially blocked and queuing traffic due to a crash on the A1114 Essex Yeomanry Way at the A1060 Parkway, AIM Army and Navy on the roundabout. You'll get more traffic and travel with Siobhan coming up just after one. Oh yeah, let's kick the show into action as I've only got 10 minutes to go. I've taken off my jumper. Woohoo! So I'm going out for lunch. And I'm very cold because it's a very sheer blouse. Does anyone wear blouses anymore? Got lovely blouses on. There's a backseat lover that's always undercover. And I talk to my daddy, say, send your 18 to you down on him. And it's sure to be a change in ways. The big cheerleader, that's a real big leader. A five like a reminisce with the best thing I love it. Once since the end it comes to end, it started with a little kiss like this. Waving her hands in the air like she just don't care. That's what we like to hear. Thank you to everybody for tuning in today. I know there's loads of you listening out there. Thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed the mishmash of a show. Thank you very much to the kids. I say the kids, the young adults, Michelle, from Brentwood School. It was great to have them in the studio, Ella, Anna, and also Ben as well, and Posey. And don't forget, you can see West Side Story at the Brentwood School. All the details will be up on the website. Now, Brentwood Choral Society are presenting their annual Christmas event, and they'll be joined by the Bluebirds Children's Choir at the BCS Ensemble. The event starts at 7pm. Tickets are £12. Under 12s, it's £6, including refreshments and a programme. Brentwood Choral Society, that's going to be taking place on Saturday, the 2nd of December, so this Saturday. Stars, an evening of Christmas music and carols. I went to one with my mum a few years ago, and it was absolutely fabulous. We loved it. Hartland Shenfield Union Church, Roundwood Avenue. You can find out more, all the W's, brentwoodchoralsociety.org.uk, and you'll find all the details there. Coming up next, we're going to end the show with some Lizzo, and then you've got Siobhan coming up with guests in the studio as well. Plenty of great music. There's guests on Joe's show and into the evening shows as well. Lots of guests and fantastic shows. Thanks very much to my guests, the Brentwood School. Have a nice day. I'm off for lunch. I'm off for a lovely posh lunch. Lovely. Going to see my sister and my niece, and we're going to have lots of lovely things. Hopefully they've got bread. I love a bit of bread, you know what I mean? Oh, you know, like when it comes out in a basket, you're like, I'll have that. I won't say it in that accent, though. It's very plush display. Very plush. Have a good day. Goodbye.
It's 10 o'clock. Yeah, it's 6:30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Okay. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute. Tell me how you're healing. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now? Oh, I've been so down and under pressure. I'm way too fine to be distressed, yeah. Man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. Cause I give a fuck, wait, wait too much. I'ma need like 2 shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. That's how I feel right now.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.